good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, June the 11th, 2021. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And tonight, we are going to start with the COVID-19 pandemic, giving you numbers of what's happening also regarding the second phase of the COVID-19 vaccination program. To date, the Ministry of Health says that there are 39,496 confirmed cases of COVID-19 since March last year, including 36,940 recoveries and 1,626 deaths. And talking about the COVID-19 vaccine program, which is now in its second phase, we see that there are 690,452 people that have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And yesterday, there were 4 deaths recorded, as well as 64 new positive cases. And also looking at the global map, we have 3.7 million people who have succumbed to the respiratory illness so far. And we also have 174 million people who have been infected with this disease. And according to John Hopkins University, some 2.2 billion vaccines have been administered one way or the other.
And then, Tunga, as usual, we are also going to be looking at the latest political developments in the country. We saw this week was a very heated one in terms of the political developments that were happening in the country, in Tunga.
Yes, Mava, lingaba lichona njani emakhaya, siyadibana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lapho siqhubeka sikhangela umkhuhlane we coronavirus as we normally do on a daily basis. Sizakhuluma njalo ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota, voter registration worrying reports from the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, as well as civil society groups that turnout for registration is so far very low. Isikhangele amanani ayizolo, kubhubhe abantu abane nge-COVID-19, kanti njalo kulaba ngamashumi ayisithupha lane 64 ababanjwe lomkhuhlane. From umbimbitho umkhuhlane lo ufika eZimbabwe nyakenye, so kulabantu phose abangu 40,000 asebebanjwe lomkhuhlane. To be precise, bangu 39,496, and out of those kulabangu 36,940 asebe silile. Ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla asebebhubhile bayinkulungwane elamakhulu edlula ayisithupha, 1,626 abantu asebefile. And lokho kuthiwa ngama-active cases, the number of people who are currently sick in Zimbabwe, not sick per se, but infected with this virus, bangu 930. Less than 1,000, which is a bit impressive, but the worrying trend esibonayo kulezi nsuku ukuthi ayenyuka emihla ngemihla amanani lawa maf.
Listen, Tunga, tokuchingamidzai mese muri pachirongwa chedu pari zvino. Tokuchingamidzai sezvo nhasi tiine gango semusi wechishanu kudai pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Icho tiri kutesenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Sekuziya kwamuri kuita pari zvino, nyika iri pasecond phase yekubaya nhomba dzeCOVID-19. Saka tange tiri kutarisa kuti izvi zvamira sei uyezve kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino rakamira sei. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti pane vanhu kubvira chirwere ichi chatanga muna March gore rapfuura vanosvika 39,496 vakabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. tichiona zvakare vamwe vakabatwa necovid-19 asi vakakunda denda iri vari pa36,940 vari kunziwo marecoveries. Tozotarisa vakabatwawo nedenda iri munyika vakatadza kurikunda vari pa1,626. Totarira iyo second phase yekubayiwa nhomba yechirwere checovid-19. Bazi rezveutano rinoti pane vanhu 690,452 vabatwa vachiwanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba iyi yecovid-19. Saka ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvatange tiri kukurukura iko pano. Tichitarisa zvakare magadziriro ari kuitwa panyaya yevoter registration nemapato ari munyika ari kuita zvematongerwo enyika. Tichitarisa ZANU-PF uyezve MDC Alliance nemamwewo mapato ari munyika pari zvino kuti ndezvipi zvavari kutarisana nazvo panguva ino mugadziriro yeyatingati iye voter registration. Saka tine vanyarikani vedu vari pano. Saka tanobva tangovapinza muchirongwa antunga kuitira kuti tibva tawanikwa isu tichikurukura muzuva ranhasi nekuti vanyarikani vedu pari zvino vari kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Tine vamwe vari kubva kuBulawayo uyezve vamwe vari kubva imo muno muAmerica asi vari kunzvimbo yeCanada pari zvino. Tichatanga nevari kuZimbabwe kuti mumbotinzwa veMDC Alliance. Hello, kana muri kutinzwa vasweden chiroodza kana muri kutinzwa ibvai mapinda muchirongwa muchitinzwa kuti zvakamira sei kuMDC Alliance panyaya yekuti muwani kweimi muchitsvaga vanhu rutsigiro rwekuvhota
ndotoenda pachirongwa chestudio 7 nyaya iri kuitika muno muBulawayo ndeyekuti vanhu vakawanda vanoda chaizvo kunge vachiwamaparticulars vachiregista kuti vange vachiwanikwa vachizokwanisa kuvhota mugore ra-2023 asi dambudziko riri sekuti haichaiti makioski yaisoita makore adarika. Tanga tine urongwa nezek nekuti zek yaiuya kumatownship yoisa matafura ayo kugadzika equipment vanhu voya vachiregista. Zvino nyaya yapo yezvinezvi ndeyatinoti muchirungu lack of accessibility sekuti zek haichadi kuti inge ichienda kumatownship ichireva kuti vanhu vakuchifanirwa manje kuti vachipinde muhomwe vawane mari dzekukwira kuenda kuzek vachiregista. Nyaya dzinoti mitei kuvanhu vakawanda. Saka dambudziro ritenge tinaro nderekuti nderekuwana mari yekuhaya motokari tora motokari tichinge tichikwidza vanhu vachienda kuzek kwacho. Zvino zvinge zviri nyore kuti tiwane makombi asi mazuva ano mapurisa haabvumiri makombi kufamba kunyanya kana vakaona kuti kombi yachina ine vanhu vanodarika kana vatatu. Vanhu vanenge vachichaira vanenge vakushungurudzwa nemapurisa kireva kuti panenge paakudika motikari diki nokuti mahonda fiti ndo ari kunzi ari kubvumidzwa kufamba. Zvino kana une mhomho yevanhu unenge wakutozohaya mahonda fiti akawanda zvichireva kuti mari yachina inenge ichidikana ipapo inenge iri mari yakawanda chaizvo. Saka dambudziko riri paaccessibility yekuti zek iri kuramba kuenda kunoregista vanhu kumalocation. Takange tamboita urongwa ihwohwo muna 2018 na 2029 tine chikamu chaitungamirwa naprovincial organized secretary wedu vatepiso mpofu. Saka iye zvinezvi zek yaakuramba. Chinotishamisa ndechekutoti zek yakatitaura iyo kuti Bulawayo ine dambudziko rekuti maconsistent anenge magwegwe necautipan haana vanhu vanosvitsa 26,000. Saka makonsistenzi anongazvidikana kuti vawanikwe vanhu vanoregista. Zvino kana zek isingaendi ikoko inoreva kuti vanhu vemunzvimbo imomo vanofanira kuti vasvinike vachienda kunoregista kuzek kwacho. Asi kunoregista kwacho kunodikana mari ndechekufambisa hapana sekuti kutiite urongwa nevanhu vezuko zvinotinetsei nekuti zvinenge zvaakurerekera futi kuhurumende. Saka pakazonzikwaunzi MDCI Alliance mashandiro etenge chiita makore adarika handidairi kuti zvinobvuma. Pozoyawo dambudziko rekuti vekuzeki vari kuti iwo equipment yavo haisi kunyatsoita. Ko equipment yezeki yazotadza kuita nguva ino isei iriyo equipment yevengu vari kushandisa payavaiti biomedical voter registration inozikana nedare kuti GVR. Saka nguva inoyi haisi nguva yekuti zeki inge ichitaurira vanhu kuti equipment haisi kushanda. Michina yavo inofanira kungowanikwa ichishanda sekuti vanhu vatakaendesa kunorejista muna November takazowanikwa varejista muna April. Chira kuti zeki iri kunonoka kuno kwari kutaurawo kuti michina yavo haisi kushanda, chira kuti idambudziko kuti vanhu vange vachirejista. Ndingangoti ndo dambudziko ratiri kuwana kuno kubhulawa mashandiro atiri kuita nemashandiro atiri kuita nevanhu vese.
Mombobata henyu makadaro ipapo tisadzoka kwamuri. Hamene varejista charungira kuti muri kutinzwa here kwamuri ikoko kuCanada kuti mutipe
urongwa zvakanaka.
Taurai tinzwa.
Muri kundinzwawo?
Ehe, taurai tinzwa.
Alright, handira kutenda zvikuru vataura before us vekuMDC vane chido chokuti vange vachivhotawo, which is a right to every citizen. I think problem yavataura iyi handifungi kuti vakananga kuMDC. I think it's a national issue that I have not yet came across. Hatisati tapuwa information iyoyo yokuti ndo zviri kuitika kuzeki. What I have heard is voter registration is about immense, and I think my logistics, they say they are being put in place. So maybe it's too early for them to judge, because as far as the other provinces are concerned, so far it's not an issue. So I think let's wait a little bit and see how other provinces are going to start their voters registration, and then we can make it an issue. As far as ZANU-PF, we have been ready. We've been campaigning from the last campaign. We have not stopped campaigning. We are not afraid of the election. We are ready to win this 2023 election with a resounding victory. We are very confident that His Excellency, the President of Zimbabwe, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, is going to have a victory and a resounding victory of this time around. Apart from that, If there is an issue with ZEC, like I said, let's wait and see. I think it's too early for us to comment. And also, I hope this is not a way of trying to shift the blame and Scott getting ZANU-PF, that ZANU-PF is trying to come up with another trick. I'm sure that's not the way we are going. Thank you very much.
Siyavezwa lapho ubaba uCharumbira webandla leZANU-PF. Lizwile njalo lo baba uSwithan Chirodza weMDC Alliance. Singakaphenduki kulabo bobabili egathesi siye silomnumzana Brandon Arnold Malaba lapha ngowenhlanganiso ye-Unizim Trust, okuyinhlanganiso ephatheke kunhlelo zokukhuthaza ikakhulu abasakhulayo ukuthi bayebhalisa. Ngilaye lapha ecingweni. Mnumzana Malaba, ngiyakwamukela uhlelo.
Salibonani.
Kunjani kobulawayo?
Kobulawa kuright, kuthuli kakhulu.
Bakithi, kungathula kanjani? Kumele kube kuphithizela njengoba kuyisikhathi sokubhalisela ukuvota.
Sure.
Sike saxoxa ngaphambilini lapho sithi yebo, abantu ngani bayadonda kancane kodwa abanye bayabhalisa. Chazisele uZulu ukuthi unjani umumo kahle kahle.
Awumumo unzima. Abantu ngani bayasaba ukuyavota, but ngiyesama sizochona sibakhuthaza ukuthi bebuye sithi kuzovota ngenxa yokuthi njengama youth sinje so sifuna irepresentation and you know irepresentation ingaba khona na wonke umuntu onguyouth ehambe evota yathi uye phakathi khona phaa.
Velilo hlelo kumavika sanda kwedlula lapho ebelibambisana khona I think election resource center lithwala abantu lisiya labo kuma registration center lusakhona yini lolo hlelo
Velilo hlelo solo waphela but isifiso ukuthi khona luzathendula futhi.
Isithe sixoxa njalo kolunye uhlelo lwezindaba wathi wena ukungaphakami kwabantu lokhu kuza kuba lomthelela omubi kakhulu ikakhulu kudaba lokuhlelwa kutsha kwama-constituencies esingathi i-delimitation of constituencies. Akuchasisela abalaleli khonapho ukuthi kuqakatheke njani lokho.
So lapha ngizokhuluma on my personal point of view ngasikhuluma about ama delimitation exercises ukuthi ukuthi are important.
Yeah, kuzokubeka ba.
Yo determine ukuthi uzaba lama constituents amangaki. So if abantu bangayelo ukuya register ukuvota and izethu njalo ngihle kuba kwazi ukuthi kulabantu abangaka so kuyakwebe kuzohlupa next time abantu ngaso siyavota. So ikhona besithi ukuthi ama-delimitation exercises are important so that come 2023 kube lama constitutions are enough ukuthi ekhona ukuthi wonke umuntu ekwanise ukufika khona.
Ngamanye amazwi nje alula nxa ungachasisela umuntu ongabambi kuhle ungathi asithi koBulawayo kathesi kulabantu abangu-million then bonke be-eligible ukuthi bavote kodwa kubhalise abantu abangu-500 khona kuvele abangu-500,000 khona kuvele sei kulama-constituencies angu-35 ngezinye indlela ngoba kuyabe kubhalise abantu abalutshwana lalawo ma-constituencies ayakwanisa ukwehliswa angithi kunjani?
Kunjalo.
Ontangabona bathini okuyibo elibajonge kakhulu nxa likhuluma la?
Ontangabona bayakhala babesifuza ukuthi thina siya kambe siyatholani because sabe sithi nxa siyavota i-change esiyifunayo ingekho so babesithi kumele kwayemele sihambe siyovota njalo abanye bayebekhala besithi heyi ngendlela i-economic situation yethu eyikiyo ukuthi mina ngihambe ngiyovota ngethiya into engizithengisayo hhayi kuyahlupha ngoba khonapho khonokho engikuthengisayo lamhlanje yikho engiza kusebenzisa ukuthi ngidle mbayembaye le muli yami and abanye baye bekhale besithi eyi nxakule i-registration center A1 ivuliwe uma ngiwakhona hhayi mude njalo khonokusha sesikhangelele isikhathi sokuthi umuntu ngaza khona ukugoka 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers ekuyisikhathi engabe kade khona ukuthi ebeyenze something.
Ngezinye indlela uthi ama registration centers akhatshana lakhatshana ngokunjalo abantu kabawafinyeleli kuthi. Iselike lazama yini ukukhulumisana lezeke?
Manje khona pho mina ngiyabengela i-official comment ukuthi ngalitshela njani wona bezekhibo simli abangakhona ukuphendula kuhle but simli akhona ama-initiatives okukhuluma lezeka asekeyenzakala ama-organization ekhuluma layo babawuza ukuthi becela ukuthi kuvulwe ama-registration centers so that ukuthi abantu from different places bekhone ukufika endaweni zakhona.
Hayi siyabonga khonapho Malava uqhubeka ubambile ecingweni lungaqhuma ucingo lwakho nza kufonela futhi siyabonga. Mavu abanzi apho ba Malava bari kutaura I think point amboraizwa na nabachirodza nxa ngaphazami khonapho Chirodza I think inke ngakuzwa lawo khuluma ngokuthi ama registration centers akhatshana lakhatshana kunjalo
vachirodza muri kunzwe
zvinjalo
taurai
ndirikuzvinzwa handisizva kuti munoda kuti nditaure nelanguage
inotaura nendevele
kuluma isindevele va
izeke
njengoba lili vandla selike
lazama akashana kakhulu lokhuzeni kuna lapho kuhlala khona abantu ngicela ukuthi ngikunike omunye umzekeliso ongaphandle kwebulawayo ngikananzelela ukuthi izeke ifake umbiko izeke ithi yona voter registration for Matabeleland South i-address yegwanda u-119 Big Ben Road Jahunda Gwanda angithi kodwa siyazi thina ukuthi i-plum tree layo yilokhu zenini yi-part of Bulawayo South i-bike bridge yibulawayo South kodwa bakhipha umbiko okuthi i-address e-voter registration ingaphi isegwanda kobulawayo i-voter registration center ikulokhu zenini isefamona laphana duzane le-fire brigade kunumber 16 Centenary Court Windsor Park Building. So umuntu ovele e-Cowdery Park kumele agade umchova aye khona ngale. Thina sibe besithakazelela ukuthi izeki yenze lokho esavumelana khona kudala size sikhulume lo mama ukhuphe izeki kunobaba u-Innocent Ncube lo mama ukhuphe esavumelana nabo sathi thina kumele babe lama-kiosk and lokho sike sakwenza thina ngomnyaka ka-2019 ngibona ngasekuqaliseni kuka-2020 ukuthi kube lama-kios lapho abathatha khona imitshina yabo bahambe emalokitshini right abantu bebe sebesuka ezindaweni zabo befiwa register endaweni eziyabe ziduzane kodwa kathezananzelela ukuthi imchova esasi layo kudala eyamakhombi akula sokulama-honda fit kusuka kube kudule kakhulu ukuthi abantu sibathathe thina besiyorejista ngaphi efamoni njalo enye into ebiqakathekileyo engazange ngiyikhulume yikuthi uzananzela ukuthi abezani bona wakhanya vele akubahluphi ukuthi abantu berejiste kukhanya lokhu yinto ehluphane abantu be-MDC and nxa ngikhangela mina wami umbono ngibona ukuthi kuhlupha abantu be-MDC ngoba i-MDC yiyo ebinqoba emadolobheni abezanu ayibachelesi-ke nxa kungaba le-delimitation equma ama-constituency emadolobheni ngoba bona vele bebenikezwa ama-constituency emakhaya bebenikezwa ayikhona ukunqoba ngoba vele azange sivume ukuthi izanu yasinqoba so ngibona kuyinto ephazamisa uzulu kusuka kube nzima ukuthi abantu bethole lezo zimali ezikuya kuma-registration center izeki abethi singayimelanga icatshe ngokuthi imitshina kayisebenzi izeki kumele yenze umsebenzi njengengxenye kahulumente itshengise ukuthi ifaka izinto ezithandwa nguzulu phambili isifiso zikazulu phambili ayikhona ukuthi isifiso sezanu phambili
hayi siyabonga Chiroza qhube kubambile khonapho hanzi nabachiroza mavu izano PF hayizvi haizi kunetsekana zvachose nekuti vanhu vange vachinyoresa kuti vavhote hameno vaicharumbira varipo here vapindure ipapo
regai tibvatati vachirodza taurai zvamataura neshona tinyatsonzwisisana so that vacharumbira vabva vapindira matii panyaya yedelimitation yekutaurai
ndingacherezedza vanhu vanotsigira bato remdc aline ndo vega vari kushushikana panyaya yevoter registration kacherezedza gore ra-2019 na-2020 tekekeke tine hurongwa namai kupe nababa nyuve vekuno kubhulowayo vekuzeke kuti vaite mavoter registration kiosk mumatownship hurongwa hauna havasi kuita pari zvino saka kana muchicherechedza izvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vawane dambudziko vanhu dambudziko raapo ndere transport sekuti makombi haachagumi kufamba kana makombi akatakura vanhu. Zvinongoziva kuti marumizuru kune makombi akapiswa mutown. Saka pane pakutsvaka motokari dzinotakura vanhu. Saka isu toona kuti izvozvizvi ndozvimwe zvinhu zvinokanganisa vanhu kuti varegiste. Ndakupai muenzaniso weGwanda. Voter registration yekuGwanda address yakuhwa nezeki inoti iyo 1194 Big Ben Road, Chahunda, Gwanda. That's voter registration yeMati South yapiwa nezeki. Mukatarisa mepi yenyu yeZimbabwe, Gwanda kairi. Vanhu vangafare kuzivawo futi kuti Plumtree iri under Matebelenzi. Pipe Bridge iri under Matebelenzi Sound. Zvichireva kuti munhu anoda kuregista kuvhota anofanira kuti akwire mabhazi kuti Plumtree opinda Bulawayo inokwira futi achienda kuti kuGwanda kunoregista. Saka zvichireva kuti munhu anofanira kufamba 400 kilometers to and fro kuti anoregiste kuvhota. Samuona kuti no zviningambini zviri kuiswa munzira yevanhu kuti vasakwanise kuvhota nevebeki. Zvireva kuti panogona kunge pane zvavakatarisira kuti vawane. Kuno kuBulawayo voter registration center yanziyo 16 Centenary Court Windsor Park famona. Saka mudunhu rese reBulawayo vanhu vese vanokurudzirwa kunzi vaende ku 16 Centenary Court kufamona. Izvi tinozoona kuti no hazvisi zvinhu zvakanaka. Zeki inofanira kuti iende kumatownship vachiita set up mavoter registration kiosk kuti zvive nyore, zvireruke kuti vanhu vadini varegiste kuvhota. Sekuti zeki iyoyo inofanira kunge ichikurudzira kuti maconstituensi emumadhorobha kana maconstituensi anenge arimo mudunhu achiendesa kumaruwa nekuti kumaruwa ndoko agara kuchihwina ZANU-PF. Saka mukacherechedzawo futi maitiro ari kuita vanhu vezanupf vanenge vasina kana shungu nezvekuregista kuvhota nokuti vanenge vane kakuziva kuti kana pakakatwa maconstituensi inongobhenefita kumaruwa kwavagara vachipiwa kwete kwavanopuwa masiki akawanda. Saka ndodambudziko ratinaro muno muBulawayo rekuti zeki haresi kuita stand up for the citizenry. It's an arm of government inofanira kunge ichiita iti civic duty. It must go to the citizens.
So maybe just in English, what do you think is the way forward before we get to Mr. Sharungira to just answer you on what you've been alleging?
And the way forward for Zek?
Yeah, well, the way that you see the MDC Alliance, how would you like this situation to be resolved?
No, Zek must come to the party. Zek cannot say that there is a delimitation. There's the limitation that is coming, which is going to see a reduction in seats and then not make it possible for citizens to register to vote. Because vote is a constitutional right and ZEC is funded to make it possible for citizens to register to vote. But what we are seeing is that ZEC is actually putting impediments for citizens to register and vote. So the previous arrangement that we had was that was an arrangement where ZEC would set up voter kiosks in the townships, and which arrangement has since been discontinued. And now citizens are expected to shoulder the burden of finding their own way to ZEC, which may be next to impossible. So I gave the example of Gwanda, whose registration center is given as 1194 Big Ben Road. And you notice that somebody in Plumtree would now need to travel 400 kilometers to and fro to access a voter registration center. Somebody in Bybridge would have to access, would have to travel about 150 kilometers to and fro to access a voter registration center. That is almost impossible and Zach is making it impossible for citizens to register. Zach must be patriotic, Zach must be civic, it is a civic duty, and it gets taxpayers' money to make it possible for citizens to register. And that's what we expect for Zach to do. Zach must come to the party.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Ntunga.
Yebo Mav, simzwile lapho uchirodza uthi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission kukhanya ayizimiselanga ukuqhuba umsebenzi ngemfanelo ngoba ama-registration centers akhatshana lakhatshana okwenza abantu bahambe imimango emide kakhulu besiyabhalisa. Ameno mavi kuti vacharumbira vachiri pere parunhare vapindure
vacharumbira manzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa navachirodza havasudhen chirodza veMBC Alliance vari kuti imimi vezaro PF hamuti kutombotya nekuti munoziva kuti pane zvamakawadzi.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sister Marvelous. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm outside. Thank you very much for the speaker from the MDC. I believe it's Alliance. Those are valuable concerns if they are true. However, as you know, the relationship that ZANU-PF and MDC always have. This is, we are coming to the time where the relationship is going to be exciting, as we all know, that MDC Alliance always have some new mechanism each and every almost election that we have. So it's not a surprise to hear MDC Alliance already speculating and you know, raising concerns that are unfounded. I think we all know that our country is suffering some economic issues. And I would think from the time that sanctions that were brought by the party that the just a speaker who was speaking here brought to our country, if we didn't have those sanctions, we would have not have all those issues that we are having right now. So I would also want to say this to him and his party, MDC Alliance, that don't you see that these sanctions are now hitting even your party? Because now you want to go and vote, but it is all about resources. The government has been trying all this time from the day that your colleagues, your seniors went to United States to beg for sanctions. Now those sanctions are hitting even our elections. They are hitting even you to go and find a nearby place for you to cast your vote. So I'm sure now you are able to view and see because it has come close to home. However, the fact that the senders are being, he's saying the senders are being moved from where they used to be, they are being put far away. I have not heard that information yet, but I don't think so. I wouldn't believe Zeke would do that, even if we are having challenges as far as the budget of the election is concerned. And also what I wanted to say to the MDC Alliance is that this budget of the election is the government that you always blame that comes with that budget for you to have accessibility to cast your vote. So you can't continue to just dig down the government, and now you want them to provide resources for you so that you can cast your vote. At the same time, he was talking about transportation. When did we have this issue? You are blaming the government now because it's towards the election, and we know that this is what you do all the time as MDC Alliance. You always want, you know, you know what you did in the previous election. It called the elections off before the results were released. And now you're already crying foul way before an election. You are now blaming the government that we don't have transportation. We are not allowed to do this and this as far as our accessibility our mobility is concerned. But you know that there's COVID. You know that this COVID-19 pandemic is still there. I thought when we started this program, I don't know if you were here, you heard them, they were playing, giving us the figures of people dying, 4 people died of COVID just now in our country. So you want us to open up so that you have got mobility, so you can fill up your people and take them to your rallies. And then after that, COVID pandemic was over. You know that for sure, because of sanctions, we are actually begging for vaccines in Zimbabwe. And all this is because we are being crippled by an animal called MDC Alliance. If this animal was not there, we could have even all the vaccines that other countries have. But you know what? Thanks to His Excellency, the President of Zimbabwe, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa. If you heard, Comrade Malema was actually applauding for the President of Zimbabwe that in Zimbabwe you can get a vaccine faster than in South Africa. So you see that this government is not a government. It's actually being very competitive. It's actually doing better than Ramaphosa in South Africa. So we are doing everything possible, but we are not going to lose sleep because of MDC Alliance. We know for sure that people are going to have access to vote. That's not going to be a problem at all. How we will know, but people are going to have accessibility to vote, but we will reject and we will continue to refuse this notion of you trying to let the government loosen the COVID-19 restriction. I think that's being so evil. You have been so evil enough to put us sanctions. Our hospitals are dilapidated. Our economy is now being resuscitated by His Excellency with his friends from other countries that are eager to help Zimbabwe. But we see that in countries like America, where you went back to beg for sanctions, they have no remorse about the situation in Zimbabwe. They actually even wanted people in Zimbabwe to die like flies on the ground, so that the regime change can be faster. But thanks to the Almighty, that did not happen. We as ZANU-PF will remain resolute, will remain resilient, and will continue winning all the elections that are going to come until eternity, because we are mandated to lead this country, and will do everything possible to resuscitate the economy, to make sure there's food and people are going to butter their bread in Zimbabwe. We are actually even going to make Zimbabwe a bread basket of Africa again. If you can reference to the harvest that is happening right now. Zimbabwe is not going to beg for food anymore. So what I'm trying to say, is that MDC Alliance, be like any other political party outside Zimbabwe. Other countries, they've got a better political opposition parties who are actually working with their government. This is called patriotism. You are not being patriarch. All what you are doing is everything is that you always want to find a blemish. But I think even the Bible says, hypocrites, first remove a plank that is in your eye before you look in a speck that is in your brother's eye. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And Marv, maybe Ibanyaye, yes, access vaccination program in Zimbabwe. I think there is a false narrative that's going on that needs to be corrected here. Talk to any objective doctor, they would not characterize the vaccination effort so far as a success. You have 690,000 people who have been vaccinated so far, and we are in June. Zimbabwe wants to vaccinate at least 10 million people by December this year. Mm-hmm. And per day, yesterday, how many people did we vaccinate? 532. Those who got their first shot. And those who got their second shot, 4,991. Clearly, that's not a success story that Zimbabwe can also jump on when hearing Malema say, you know, things are well in Zimbabwe. I don't think we should be running with that story, really. The vaccination program is not going well because there's a shortage of vaccines. Government doesn't want to say that, but that is a fact. Talk to doctors. That is why yesterday they only vaccinated 532 people. For a government that wants to have at least 10 million vaccinations by December, clearly, kukhona okungahambi kuhle khonapho. Mm-hmm.
Maybe let's also turn to Mr. Chibowodza to comment on the situation of the vaccination program, where he is there in Bulawayo, and also comment on what Mr. Charumbira of ZANU-PF was alleging about NPC. Vachiroza, meno kana mamuri kunzwa zvanga zvikutaurwa navacharumbira. Uyezve motipawo maonero enyu emafambiro ari kuita chirongwa chekubayiwa nhomba dzeCOVID-19 ikoko kuBulawayo.
Ndazvinzwa zvese zvainge achitaura ende ndinorangarira kuti Mushaka Robert Mugabe ndonyaya dzaaisimudza, ndomamhepo aaisimudza pese pese paitaurwa nyaya dzeZANU-PF. Pese pese paibatwa batwa ZANU-PF pachitaurwa chokwadi, aibva atora masanzi ovhara kumeso kuti ine nyaya yemasanction. Muchindere tinoti utsacha mumunwe vaibhechu nendava yamasanction. Sezvo anga achitaurawo nechirungu, regai ndimupindure nechirungu. Ndoti inini the biggest sanction that Zimbabwe has suffered is corruption. Biggest sanction that Zimbabwe has suffered is the state-sponsored violence. Saka ndonga kune mucherechedzo wenyaya iri pamatare yaHenrietta Rushwaya isati yatongwa, nekuti gold dziri muno munyika riri kubuda muno munyika risiri kuenda kureserve bank, zvichireva kuti nyika yedu hapana zvairi kuwana. Vacherechedza mwedzi yadarika kune akabatwawo kusouth africa ane gold rakawanda raibva muno muzimbabwe. Nhasi uno kune epanhau reindependent vemauto vari kupomerwawo kunziri vari munyaya idzodzi dzegold. Saka todayira kuti kana chiri chokwadi ndo kuri kuenda upfumi hwenyika. Zvekunzi kune vanhu vakaenda kunana America kutaura kunoitawo vanhu vepolitics kana vachinyeperawo vanhu vatsikiri wavo. Asi chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti mabepanhau emuno muzimbabwe ari kutaura kuti gold remuno munyika riri kubuditswa nevanhu vanotsigira ZANU-PF. Saka tisade kunyeperana nezvinhu zvisizvo. Ndodzokera futi panyaya yandenge ichitaura yevoter registration kuti madependent not iri kunziyo inoregister pa-16 Centenary Court Windsor Park Building na-16,000 Bulawayo. Matebele ndinoti tiriutaisa nzvimbo dzinenge vana Victoria Falls inzvimbo inenge iri about 470 kilometers. Saka vanhu unana Victoria Falls ndo vaiuye varegiste kuno kuBulawayo, chireva kuti panenge pane dambudziko mukufamba vangani vangauye kuno kuBulawayo kuzoregista kana nzvimbo dziri kure. Saka ndotsinyirawo futi kuti mukacherechedza sekutaura kwaita munhu weZANU-PF, veZANU-PF vanenge vasina kana kushushikana nenyaya dzekuregista izvi, vanenge vasi kutombovanetsa. Vanhu vemDC ndo vari kunetsekana kutsvaka mari kuti vanhu varegiste, zvinoreva kuti pane zvisina kumira mushe muno munyika. Kuna ano ndano nesinjevere ukuti iregistration center yavantu vema
mnumzana Chirodza usakone cingweni. I think uBaba Chirodza soluqumile ucingo lwakhe lapho ngoba kasazwanani. Kodwa sibuyele kuBaba Malaba lapha.
He said he can hear you, so if you want to ask him a question, go ahead and then I will drop off and you can speak to him.
Okay, bese ngilobaba Malaba lapha sizaphenduka kuwe mnumzana Chirodza. Rega nditore vaMalaba pamafu tichadzokera kwavari vaChirodza. Mnumzana Malaba usukona njalo ecingweni?
Asengikhona.
Okay, sesisi emaphethelweni ohlelo lapha. Kuyini ongakukhuthaza ikakhulu kubontanga ngohlelo lokuvota lona?
Into engayikhuthaza kubontanga yokuthi ngicelani ukuthi sihambeni ngobuningi siyobhalisa ukuvota, njalo ukuthi kufika u-2023 sihambe siyovota. so that sike sizwakale ukuthi siphola ngeke saba siyipopulation over 60% njengabo ngama-youth but singela say ezintweni ezenzakalayo. Njalo okunye engakutsho ukuthi ukuvota ilungele lakho akusilo lomunye umuntu and kuba kuhlungu nxa isikhathi sakho sesifile usinikele ukuvota but then ususakomplaina sosithi njani look angufuni but wena laba abalutshana bahamba bazama but ivoti yakho can help a lot and sikhuthaza ukuthi ngokuningi kuhambe kuyovotelwa ama-youth.
Kungani kuqakathekile lokho ukuthi abasakhulayo baphathe labo isikhundla esiphakeme?
Kuqakathekile ngenxa yokuthi ama-decisions ayenziwayo engaba ezandleni zalaba abatsha kutsho ukuthi bona bazokhona njani ukwenza izinto zabatsha ngenxa yokuthi labo basatsha because umuntu omdala yena uyakwazi ngendlela akhona ukulida ngayo abantu but nxa uli-youth la uyakwazi ukuthi njani ama-youth asebenza so ama-youth acabanga so uyakhona ukuzisana labo and khona lokho esebesithina sikhumaga kose sithi i-representation is very important because nxaso kubuya ama-laws engabuya bengavotela ama-laws zala affect ama-youth so njengama-youth ilungele lethu ukuthi sihambe siyo-correcta izinto esiyabe sizibona ukuthi njani lapha nje azikho right for ama-youth.
Aha, mhlawumbe okokugcina kumbe kungaba kuyukuthi abantu besaba i-COVID-ini ngenxa yikho bengaphakameli phezulu?
Hayi, khonapho kubu-COVID ngathi hayi abantu mabesaba i-COVID ngabe basendlini but kwesinye isikhathi uyakuthola abantu bephuma phandle lapha behamba bewalka besiya ethawuni ukuyayenza i-business zabo so hayi i-COVID hayi.
Hayi, no siyabonga malaba bekukuhle ukuba lawo kuhle.
Ya siyabonga lathu.
Nomzana Brendan Arnold Malaba ngowenhlanganiso ye-Uni Zim Cluster okuyinhlanganiso ephatheke kuhlelo lokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota apho Mav Ndapezerana naba Brendan Arnold Malaba besangano re-Unizim Trust vari kuti hongo vanhu avazi kusimuka neuwandu kunonyoresa asi vari kuti vane vimbo yekuti nekufamba kwenguva vanhu vachawanikwa vachisimuka vachinyoresa vakawanda.
Ndanzwa zvakare vachitaura nekukosha kwakaita kuti vechidiki vavhotere vechidiki vatichii panyaya iyoyi?
Anzi zvakakosha zvikuru kuti vechidiki vanyorese ndokuti vange vachivhoterawo vechidiki vapinde pazvigaro zviri uko zviri kumusoro uko ndokuti kana pachiiswa mitemo pachiitwa mapolicies pachiumbwa mapolicies vechidiki vawanikwe vachigarawo patafura. Kwete kuti mapolicies vechidiki awanikwe echiumbwa nevanhu vakuru chete saka hanzi ndizvo zvakakoshera kuti vechidiki vasimuke.
Listen to Mr. Chiroza of the MVC Alliance. Just, you know, what is your policy right now? How are the youth participating in this registration process? Because going back to ZANU-PF, I have seen, on social media recently, there seems to be a lot of campaigns where ZANU-PF is utilizing prophets and they're utilizing, youth advocates and people to in their own campaign. What is the NBC Alliance doing at this particular point? How are you targeting the youth?
Well, we've had various platforms in which we canvassing for youth, but it's mainly for them to register to vote, and credit should actually go to the youth instead of us taking what should be their credit, because a lot of the youth, in fact many of the youth, are the ones that are pushing us and asking us to assist them to register. We have centers in townships where youth are meeting the youth leadership, especially with sports. We actually have about 8 football teams where the MDC Alliance uses as a platform for registering to vote. We also are using social media to mobilize the youth. And lately, there is an initiative by the women's wing of the Alliance also targeting the youth, because we feel that the women are motherly and maybe more persuasive than some of us who are male. So it's a multi-pronged approach that we have. But like I said, the credit should be given to the youth for showing more initiative than those who are in the body politic.
Thank you. Motuzo nechishona tsatsaenda kuna vacharumbira ndisizoti muripo here. Chakuonai vacharumbira muripo here. I'm not sure if Mr. Charumbira is still with us, but endererai zvenyu mberi muchitiudza kuti muri kuita sei panyaya yekukwezva vanhu kuti vanyorese kuvhota nyanya vechidiki nemadzimai ini seMDC Alliance.
Tine matournaments atiri kuita muno muBulawayo. Matournaments ebhora saka tine matima takagadzira chidiki ebhora saka ngenetball ngenapo noti football muchirungu ndokwatinoti kana vatamba tochiti no kuva munhu akatendeka kunyika yeZimbabwe noti patriotism. Unwa muna kakwana kanawa rejita kufuta platform ya kiku chastanisa kuchikuridira mbukti wa rejita kufuta. Tunosanga na ufuti nejiki kuma senders, kuma townships. Kwa chino itao ma clubs. Kwa kawanda wanda panika seku kajira ma radio, kajira ma phone, sakadaro zvinotungamirwa neyouth union asi tatinoda pekupedzisira ndechekuti vanhu varegiste kuvhota tozovawo futi neinitiative iri kubva kuwomen's wing sekuti tinotenda zvino tinoona kuti vana baba zvinogona nge zviri zvinhu zvakavaomera kunge kuti vakwezi vechidiki nekuti vana mama vane rudo. Ana mama vanhu vagara vanofarirwa nemunhu saka ndangoti ndo nzira dzatiri kushandisa kuti kwezvo echidiki kuti vaende kunoregista kufuta.
Mutunga.
Yes, indeed, Mav yakhuluma lapho ubaba uSwitha Ntshirodza OMDC Alliance ngenhlelo abalazo ezokukhuthaza ikakhulu abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngoba solusondele phela ukhetho luka-2023. Yikho abezanu-PF laba abe-MDC Alliance, MDCT, izaphu, amabandla wonke nje ezombusazwe. Yikho epichekile. Ekijima ndawana zonke zelizwe edinga usekelo njalo ekhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota njalo bavotele lawo mabandla kukhetho oluzayo. Abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 njalo lolu lohlelo lwe-Live Talk. Sikhuluma ke ngohlelo loku balisela ukuvota lamhlanje kanti siphethe njalo lodaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 wona okhanya ususenyuka njalo kulezi nsuku. Kodwa sikhangele olunye njalo udaba olusegudwini lamhlanje oluhamba phambili. There's some breaking news posted by Zim Life. In the last hour about Chief Justice Luke Malaba saga, Zimlaiva saying that Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum Director Musa Kika has filed an urgent application at the High Court seeking that Luke Malaba be barred from exercising functions of Chief Justice until the Supreme Court hears the appeal against the May 15 judgment again of the High Court, saying that he was no longer a justice after reaching a retirement at 70. So, in other words, Mr. Musa Kika wants the High Court to enforce its earlier ruling that Luke Malaba is no longer Chief Justice. That's some interesting news there.
Thank you, Ntsunga. Apo tukunzwa Ntsunga rukutaura iye kuti bepa rezim live repadande mutande rikutaura iro zviri kuitika pamusoro penyaya ya Chief Justice Malaba. Apo takaona nguva yapfuura takaona zvichinzi panga papuwa mutongo kuti ngavambodzokera zvakare kubasa, asi vakika avo vakambotanga vaendesa nyaya yavo kumatare vamalaba vakamiswa basa vadzokera zvakare kumatare kuti nyaya iyi iyenderere mberi, uyezve judgment yakapuwa kwekutsanga iwanikwe iyo ichiremekedzwa. Saka inyaya yatisenge tiri kuona kuti ichafamba sei, asi nyaya iyi taiona ichibudiswa iyo nebepa nhau Resume Live manguva ichangobva kubuda izvozvi, Mutsunga.
Yebo, kunjalo mava. Abasemakhaya sithi kulodaba oluhamba phambili lapha olusanda kwethulwa inkundla yeZim Live. Babika bona ukuthi igqwetha umnumzana Musa Kika ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum usekweze amaphepha ngokuphuthuma enkantolo yeHigh Court. Sithi inkantolo kumele inqume ukubana uMalaba ubaba Luke Malaba kumele asuke esikhundleni sokuba ngumahluli omkhulu welizwe uChief Justice andubana idale leSupreme Court lihluze isicelo sikahulumende lesicelo sakhe esokuthi kube kweceleni isinqumo seHigh Court esethule mhlaka 15 ngoMay kunyanga edluleyo esokuthi hayi uMalaba kase nguye umahluli weHigh Court. Abangaba bakhutwa yilolo daba mhlawumbe sichasise kancane. Ubaba uMalaba njengomahluli omkhulu waqheliselwa isikhathi sakhe sokusebenza ngubaba uMnangagwa nge-5 years lanxa nje wayesefike ku-retirement 70 years. Lokho kwenzakala ngemva kokuguqulwa kwesekelo sombuso, kodwa amagqwetha afana labo Kika lama young lawyers bagijimela enkantolo bathi hayi osokusenziwa ngubaba uMnangagwa lokhu akukho emthethweni. Ubaba uMalaba kumele asuke mhlaka May 15 last month ngoba esefikise iminyaka yokuya kumpentsheni. La kanye yahlala inkundla yeHigh Court yafumana ukuthi hayi uMalaba uqheliselwe icontract yakhe ngokungekho emthethweni wasuswa esihlalweni. Kodwa uhulumende laye uMalaba baphanga ba-aphila baphikisa leso sinqumo enkantolo ephezulu eSupreme Court. Wasebuyela ke emsebenzini ubaba uMalaba. Kodwa uMusa Kika usebuyelile ke enkundleni esithi hayi iHigh Court kumele i-enforce isinqumo sayo sikamhlaka 15 May. Esokuthi uMalaba kumele asuke esihlalweni until isicelo sakhe esise Supreme Court size sihluzwe mafu.
I was on that high note in Tunga. That's, you know, very good breaking news. So people will have time to mull it over the weekend because this is a developing story, but we were hearing there from Ntsunga. But we've actually come to the end of our program. Unfortunately, there is no extra time, so we'd like to thank our guests and also to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day on Sunday and future fathers.
Siyabonga. Happy Father's Day, lonke lani ma future fathers. Njengoba usho kamafu.